So we've seen, grown-ups, it'd be worth you reading Galatians 4, verses 4 to 7 on your own at some point, because it is there that we see that God has redeemed us through Jesus. He's adopted us as his sons. We are no longer slaves, but his sons and daughters, who he gives us the Spirit, which we cry out, Abba, Father. He makes us a people, and he gives us an inheritance. What does all that mean about how we pray then? Because a lot of the time we can think, well, you know, I just feel a bit too small to pray. Maybe I'm too bad to talk to God. Sometimes we can think, well, actually prayer is just a little bit boring. Or maybe we think, well, actually my problem's too big. Or maybe we want to say, actually, I'm a bit too busy to pray. There are all some of the reasons why we can think, well, we don't want to pray. But actually, when we remember those four words, our Father in heaven, they will help us pray. It's a bit like we've got a picture of a rocket on a screen. How do you get that big lump of metal? How do you get that big lump of metal up to the moon and into space? What do you need to do? How do you need to get that big lump of metal into the space? Yeah? Blast it off. You need to light the boosters. So let's see a picture of it. There we go. We need to light the boosters. I want to say adults, grown-ups, these four words, our Father in heaven, they are the boosters to our prayer life. They are the four words that get us praying. And when we realize how much God has done for us and what it means that he's our dad. So, let's take, children, I'm going to ask your help with this, okay? Sometimes we think, well, maybe I'm too bad. I've done too much wrong, I've sinned, I'm too bad to be able to talk to God. How does remembering that God's our Father, how does that help us overcome the idea that we're too bad? What, children, what do you think? Pardon? Sin, it overcomes sin, yeah. How? What do we know God feels about us? Love. That's right. When we remember that he's our Father, we remember that he's adopted us and made us his children. So he loves us. We're not too bad to be able to pray to him. Micah, why don't you come and rip this off? Micah, not the ball. Come and rip that off. Rip that off and screw it up and throw it away. Rip it off, this one. Rip it off, screw it up. Yeah, throw it away. Yeah, well done. Great. We're not too bad, are we? Because God's adopted us, he loves us as his father, as a father loves his children, as he loves Jesus. And he's forgiven us and made us his children. Sometimes we think, I'm too small. Why would God want to hear from me? I'm so insignificant. He's our Father in heaven. He's got the whole world to rule over. But we remember, don't we? If God has chosen to adopt me, he wants to relate to me. He wants relationship with me. I'm not too small. He wants to relate to me and know me. Sometimes we can think, I'd rather be doing other things. I'd rather be watching the Olympics. Or I'd rather be outside playing football. Praying is just a little bit boring. I'd rather be doing other things. Now, hands up, who enjoys spending time with their mum, their dad, their grandparents, their carers? Who enjoys spending time? Yeah, we all do, don't we? What do you enjoy doing when you spend time? Why do you enjoy spending time with your mum or your dad or a grandparent? Oscar, why do you enjoy spending time with your mum or your dad? Why do you enjoy spending? Go on, big loud voice. Or you can tell Nana and she'll shout out. Playing, yeah, you enjoy playing because you enjoy just being with them, don't you? You enjoy doing fun things because they're your dad and your mum and your family. What do we think? I'd rather be doing something else. We remember that God is our dad. And God is a dad, right, who never gets it wrong. He's a dad who is never too busy. He's never playing on his phone. He's never too busy in the garden. He never gets irritated wrongly. No. What a wonderful thing that we have a dad in heaven who is perfect. Now, who wants to come and rip this down? Oscar, come and rip this down for me. Great, well done. What a privilege to be able to talk to our God, our dad in heaven. So, screw it up. Throw it away. Yeah, well done. Okay, last couple. Look, maybe we think, my problem is too big. I prayed before, God won't do anything. Oh, you tell you what, I'll put it back on. You can come and do that in a minute, don't worry. Maybe we think, my problem's too big. But then we remember, he's our Father in heaven. He rules over everything. There is nothing too big for God to deal with. He can deal with it and we can bring it to him. He might not always answer in the way that we want, but there is nothing that we cannot bring to God because he's our Father in heaven. Lexi, hello, Lexi. Nope. Lexi, do you want to come and rip this off for me? No, she's playing with a toy. Do you want to come and rip this off? Rip it up for me. Screw it up. Oh, Oscar, why don't you come and do another one then? You can. Great. So this one. Okay. There is no problem too big. Do you want to give it to Lexi to throw away? Can you throw that away, Lexi? Great. Thank you. Excellent. Well done. No, there's nothing too big, is there? Yes. Well done. There is nothing too big because he's our Father in heaven and he rules over all. We can talk to him about anything and everything. And lastly, we might say, well, we're too busy. Got lots of other things to do. Here's another thing. If he's our Father in heaven, if he's ruling over the whole world, and he is not too busy to hear us, we are not too busy to talk to him. If he is not too busy to listen to us and to relate to us, we are not too busy to talk to our Heavenly Father. See, this is the booster that we need. This is the rocket fuel. Our Father in heaven. That is what will get us praying when we remember that Daddy God is in heaven. That he's our dad who has adopted us. And we can speak to him whenever, wherever, about whatever. How wonderful that is. Children, why don't you try that today? Growing up to you too. If it's been a while since you had a conversation with the Lord, why don't you start today? Start a conversation. Dear God, thank you that you're my dad. Why don't you thank him for the fact that he's adopted you as his children? Start a conversation, can be about anything. The rest of our Lord's Prayer will fill out what that conversation looks like. But why not start a conversation? Why not pray to God as your Heavenly Father over lunch, at bedtime, and thank him that he's your dad in heaven? Let me pray. In fact, why don't we pray the Lord's Prayer? And we'll do that. Is that all right to do that now? That's fine. Let's end by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Okay? So, as our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to hand over to Laura, who's going to continue to lead us in prayer. Thanks, Laura.
Now, I've really been enjoying my garden in the sunshine. Has anyone else been enjoying their garden? Oh, it's been great, hasn't it, to get out in the garden. And when I was out in the garden, I was thinking about all the lovely things in the garden and how they would help me to pray to my Heavenly Father. So I wondered if there was somebody who could come and hold a couple of things for me at the front. Josh, that's brilliant. You come on up and hold something for me. Okay, so you hold them up for me. Now, it's the sunflower seeds. Now, I've got some sunflowers growing in the garden. And there is a story in the Bible about seeds. And it says that seeds are like the good news of Jesus, which grows in our hearts by faith. So let's pray that those seeds of faith keep on growing. So let's pray to our Father. Father, we pray for our friends and our families who don't know Jesus. We pray that when they hear all about how much Jesus loves them, they will listen and the seeds of faith will grow in their hearts. We pray for the children from New Hope Church in Sierra Leone. We pray they will learn well at school, grow big and strong, and are able to go along to church to hear about Jesus. We pray that the seed of faith grows in their hearts so they grow to know, to love, and follow you. Amen. Now, I've got something else for you to hold. Do you know what this is? A light. Well done. This isn't just any old light. This is a very special light because this light needs another light to make it shine. And it only shines when the sun has been shining on it. And in the Bible, we read that Jesus is the light of the world and that when we follow him, we can shine like stars. So let's pray that we do that. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the light of the world, and we pray that we will hold out his light to everyone we meet so they want to know more about him. We pray for people who have so much sadness and suffering in their lives. We pray they will look to Jesus and find love, acceptance, mercy, and grace. And we pray for our friends and families who are ill. And we pray this morning for Emma Bailey, Neville Stansfield, Ian Moss, Beryl Griffiths, Linda Edgley, and Clifford Martin, Yvonne's dad. We pray for those. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and heal them and let them know that you are their light and salvation so that they need not be frightened. Amen. Thank you. I've got one more to hold. Right, do you know what these are? These are tomatoes. Now, I'm very proud of these tomatoes because I have grown them myself. I am so proud. But do you know what? It isn't really me who's grown these tomatoes. It is God who grows everything and grows them. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for all the lovely food that we have to eat. We thank you for the sun and the rain that helps it to grow. We pray for people in the world who are hungry. We pray, Lord, that we will be better at sharing everything that you give us. We pray for our food pantry and all the people it helps. We pray that through it, people's minds, bodies, and souls will be fed. Amen. Thank you very much for my little helper. That was great.
Sing one final time now. We're going to sing "And Can It Be?" And we're thinking all about how amazing it is that God adopts us as his children. And can it be? This is amazing. It's amazing that God's done this for us. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? That's our final song this morning. Let's stand and